Right now, we'll be having another round of speaks. Our guest is Jaime Alfredo. Yes, he will be speaking about keeping a very useful app called OSM Tracker alive. This app, probably some of you know, it's a very helpful tool during the OpenStreetMap survey in the field. Yes, so I would like to introduce you, Mr. Alfredo, here.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. This is a talk about OSM Tracker and the last 7 years in our experience with OSM Tracker. My name is Jaime Gutierrez Alfaro, and my colleague Diego Munguia Molina also is part of this presentation, but is not here. I work for a public university in Costa Rica. I'm going to give you more context in the next slide, but basically, I'm going to speak a little bit about the space where we work, that is called Lab Común. A little bit about OSM Tracker in case anyone wants to know a little bit about the app. And then what the main part of this presentation is our challenges maintaining the app since 7 years ago. Some final remarks and the next steps that we are working on. So a little bit of context. First of all, well, I don't know if everyone is familiar with OSM Tracker. I think Dan is familiar. He's one of the most active contributors also in the opening issues and helping us improving the app. OSM Tracker is a data capture tool. It is free software. It respects the freedoms, the privacy of the people. With this tool, you could generate GPX files associated with multimedia, with text files. One of the characteristics is that it has a low consumption of resources in the cell phone or in the device where you're running the app, and also in terms of communication resources. The app has one very interesting characteristic that is like it's a delicate balance between being easy to be used for new users and offering a lot of configurations for experienced users. And that's a very important point because we could like take advantage in a lot of scenarios. For example, in this image, you could see two kids mapping using the app. In a project that we developed in an informal settlement in Costa Rica. This app is available in F-Droid and also in Play Store. Right now in the Play Store of Google, there are like 12,000 active users. And one of the other of the characteristics that is very interesting is that you could create your own custom buttons for the app and share it with other users that need to map like the same thematic. This app was initially developed by Ene Guillaume, a French developer, Nicolas. And it was first released in 2010. And 7 years ago, he transferred us the maintenance of the app. So I'm going to speak about this process of what does that means for us. More context about the Lab Común. Just to have an idea, we are in Costa Rica. It's this red dot here. And the other, completely the other side of the Pacific Ocean is Philippines. Exactly in the same. It's just a straight line from Costa Rica to Philippines. So this space, Lab Común, is in a public university in Costa Rica. We are in the computer science department. My background is computer science. My master's is in education, and now I am a PhD student in Latin American studies. And we are, our work is contextualized in Latin America, in two spaces of Latin America, let's say in the urban areas where we have a campus in the central part of Costa Rica, and in the Caribbean. We are starting to work with Caribbean related thematics. So that's our our context, no? Where we are thinking about mapping is in these places. The long name of Lab Común is Laboratorio Experimental de Computación y Comunidades, which translates as Experimental Laboratory of Computing and Communities. This space had been through three moments as part of the of our experience that we have been developing with this space. One first moment was with a very technical focus. Our background also was free software, open data. So we start like opening this space, trying to offer the students some like projects to build things, like a do-it-yourself scanner, for example. That was part of our first approach. Then we moved to a second approach that was more related with territory, including mapping activities. And that second moment is involved because that's the moment that is related with this talk. And a third moment that is related with interdisciplinary collaborations with underrepresented communities. That it's, for example, this. That's a moment where we have been experiencing mapping, for example, informal settlements or mapping like urban cycling infrastructure. So, how is our relation with OSM Tracker? How does this begin? So, first of all, we were fans of OSM Tracker, no? We start using OSM Tracker in some mapping activities with two specific thematics. One was fire hydrants and the other one public transportation. So we start doing the usual like presentations, activities, workshops, going out to map with people that were new to OpenStreetMap. And we were starting to explore how this, how can we customize OSM Tracker and work with new people. So we start making our own custom button presets, including the characteristics that we were interested in. But very quickly, we realized that it was very difficult to work with new people trying to use the buttons presets because it was difficult to share the XML file. People usually don't have enough experience knowing where to put the file. So we make a proposal, we open an issue in the GitHub and make a proposal to adapt a little bit the application. So basically, that's me when I was young. We proposed to Ene Gillem at that moment that we want to improve the app in the way that we could download buttons presets, and we want to offer a possibility to upload traces to another repo different from OpenStreetMap. And Ene Gillem says yes, so we were very happy because he approved our proposal, and we start working with the students. We are undergrad students. That's the most important part, I think, because this process have been developed always with students. So the students start working in the proposal. Here is also Adrián in that issue. He opened an issue, explained what we want to do. He was part of a group of students, and they implement this way of making it easier to download button presets. That happens around 2016. I don't know if someone uses OSM Tracker in that time. It was complicated to download custom presets, and now it's a little bit easier. So they also update the wiki, and what we have right now is the functionality that allows us to download easily custom presets, custom layouts, sorry, from a GitHub repo. So you could create a custom layout, store it in a GitHub repo, and the users can download the custom layout easily. So that part of the process of mapping, when we were working with communities, was very easy. No, for us was easier to make that to use a specific custom layout. Also, we create some material to share with people on how to download the app, how to download and this specific custom layout. It's in Spanish, and that is related. This one is related with public transportation. So when this was happening, Nicolas proposed us to took the app, to maintain the app. He was like, he sent a message in the GitHub and, hey guys, you seem very motivated working with this app. Do you want to continue in charge? And we said, yes. We were a little bit unsure of what that means, but very happy because it was a great opportunity for the students of university. This opens a space of like challenges for us. The most important thing is the educational challenge. I mean, we were not only a group of developers. We were inside a university, we were working with the students, and we want that working with the app were also an educational experience for the students. So part of the challenges that we faced at the moment is how can we keep contributing to the students in making the app a better app, but also that they could take part as a rich educational experience. And in some part, this challenge is interesting because when they work with the app, they have a lot of communication with the users and the community via the issues or the pull requests. So that is part also of the challenge, no? Another of the challenges was, well, there is an OSM tracker community over there. We want to keep it useful, no? We want to continue the app development. That was a huge challenge because at the beginning, with the students not familiar to the code, it was a little bit complicated, but I think we are doing it well. Another of the challenges is that we are inside of a public university in Costa Rica, and we have a scarcity of resources. That's part of our problems. I mean, we want that the students participate developing the code, but also want to pay them for the work. I mean, they are going to learn, that's important, but we also want to recognize the hours that they invest developing the app. So we have to find a ways, looking for projects in the university to continue their paying, and that's probably the easy part, but also there are some difficulties because it's not so easy to, for example, buy devices for the students, like cell phones, like in some cases they need access to laptops, or probably cloud services in case we want to make like some other things with OSM tracking. And another of the challenges is the continuity of assistant students, because we work with undergrads and they usually graduate. And when they graduate, we need to find new ones. And that's a process that's always a challenge for us, because the new ones came, they don't know how to develop, or they don't know the code in depth. So it's like a process that we're always learning how to continue, including more students. And these are some of the examples, part of the final remarks, that is like the results of this process. I'm going to highlight three improvements that the students made to the app in these years. One is the first one is the download custom layouts. Those are the first students that start working with the app. They wrote a paper about this improvement they made. They presented on a Costa Rican conference, also in the State of the Map of Latin America in 2019. and in another conference called Comdes. And for that group, it was like an amazing experience because it was the first time they have like the opportunity to work in a real project used by a community, an international community. This one is more recent. It's the option to upload traces to GitHub. This was one of the needs that we start to notice when we work with public transportation. I mean, we were recording the traces of the bus routes, but we realized that if we upload to OSM, we lost like the opportunity to have all of them together to make some analysis. So we decided that a good option could be to upload to some repo. So this student, another Gianmarco, work on this. He make a question to the community. So where would you prefer to share the traces? The community says GitHub, so he implemented a functionality to upload traces to GitHub. So you still can't upload traces to OpenStreetMap, but also if you want, you could upload it to GitHub. And this opens a new space of possibilities because when you upload traces to GitHub, you could use also the GitHub actions and do other things with those traces. This student also wrote a poster that was presented in the OpenStreetMap Brazil this year. And this is probably one of the, I think this is more interesting functionality for when you work with communities and you want to do like the whole process of creating a custom layout and then downloading it and using it. These students create an OSM Tracker custom layout creator. You could access it here. It's like it's under testing, but with this app, you could create in a graphical interface the custom layout and then automatically upload that custom layout to a GitHub repo. So you don't have to deal with the XML files that was part of the original problem. So you could work with a community. If you want, you could make drawings on paper, take photos, and then upload here and create the custom layout in a very easy way. They also presented work in the state of the map, LATAM, in Medellin this year. And this is finally the one example of how to combine this functionality of uploading traces to GitHub with another purposes. This student was involved in a project with a community that was interested in historical elements. And that was the main goal of that project. So they make a participatory, they make it in a participatory way so people could go outside, map the elements that they consider are important for the historical purposes, and then upload it to a GitHub repo. And the GitHub repo process the trace and present it in this map. So other people could vote if that is interesting or not for this purpose. I think that this project also could be like customized to other purposes, but the workflow is still the same. It's like you can use OSM Tracker, upload to a GitHub repo, do whatever you want, and then present it in a map for whatever purpose also you need. And this is like the next steps. Right now, we have a project approved in the university. On the thematic of resilience and climate change in Central America and the Caribbean. So that is going to be like our focus, trying to work with communities that are interested in that and thinking how OSM Tracker could help these communities. That is because it's the project that we have approved and it's going to be important for us because that guarantees resources to continue working with students. In this part of this next step is adding to OSM Tracker support for recording and uploading OSM notes. There is an open discussion in the GitHub if you want to take a look or comment something. But basically, we are thinking that maybe we could add an option in the configuration to choose if you want that the text notes that we record in OSM Tracker get uploaded to OSM as a OSM note or as part of the trace. That's basically what we are thinking, and this is going to be in collaboration with Andres Gomez Casanova from OpenStreetMap Colombia, because he uses a methodology for including new people to OpenStreetMap using nodes. So I think we can make a good collaboration with him, given that we are near. Costa Rica and Colombia is very, very near. And also with this project, we want to continue lowering the barriers for participation. We think that we need better documentation for developers and for users. I think there is a lot of documentation for users, but it's very spread around the internet. So we need like to think how to make it easier to find info. And also we need to improve the quality of code. That's like a technical issue that we are going to work with tests. I think we need to add more tests to make easier for new collaborators to contribute to the project. And I think I speak too fast, so that's all. And I open the space for questions and comments.
Of course, questions and comments. We have first question here, come in. To the microphone, so the people on the live stream also hear the question.
Hi, so my question is, have you analyzed what is the competition to your app? What other apps can do similar things? And are they, what is the market share? I mean, I'm not, well, not for profit, just you got to think about this. And I mean, your app's great because it's like, not cluttered up with that pretty stuff, you know. So, okay.
Yeah, we haven't made like an analysis of that type, but I agree that this app is not like the most beautiful, but it's very useful, and it's like in a raw style, it's like easy to use. There is still a space for improvements in terms of usability, a lot of a space of improvements in terms of usability, but still for newcomers, I think it's very, very useful.
All right, I also saw another person wanted to ask question here.
So I'll speak here. Yeah.
Okay. So it was mentioned that it is for the application is for Android. Have you considered other operating systems, mobile operating systems like iOS or the one used by Huawei?
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. We haven't considered other operating systems by now. I think we are going to continue with a. Only with support to Android. We don't know in the future, but by now, we are going to continue only with Android.
We also have a few minutes for additional questions. Yes, miss? Come here.
Hello, good afternoon. So my question is, you have shared a while ago some of the challenges that you have encountered during the development and in the sustainability of the project, which is, I think in academe, we have also the same problem, like the funding and also high turnover of students and as well as employee. So can you share about your strategies on addressing these challenges and to maintain and sustain the application and also to keep the students motivated in their contribution for the development? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I'm going to go back to that slide to yeah, this is the challenges part, what we have learned. In terms of motivation for students, it's super interesting to contribute to an ecosystem like OSM. When they start working with the app, they don't realize the number of users that the app has. So when they start like sharing ideas in GitHub, when they receive comments, when they like think on the app and they realize that there are a lot of people, they feel really, really motivated. When they participate in events, it's, for me, it's like amazing. For they feel like they, at that moment, they understand what they are doing, you know, the impact that their code made to other people. And I think that's the most important part in terms of motivation. So also for us, it's very important that the process with every student ends in a conference, because it's like it's like the graduation. that last OpenStreetMap in LATAM in Medellin, four students were there, and also three of them were like the first students from their campus that go out to present something. So they were like, it was a huge honor for them. In terms of the challenge of the rollout of students, we faced a big problem with COVID. I mean, I know that COVID is like a long time ago, but we are still dealing with that, because during those 2-3 years, we don't have contact with the students. So it was very difficult to try to work on the field or territory with the students, because we have no students. So we have to start again. We could like make it stable last year. So now we are facing the first generation of a rollback of students, and we are starting like in a basis of we're trying that the students that participate last year are like mentors of these new students, but we are not sure how this going to work. That's why we need to improve the documentation of the tool to make that easier for them. The problem of the resources is always difficult. We are trying to get resources from the university via projects. That's why we have to associate the process of developing the app with a project. Like 5 years ago, we have a project that was about mapping informal settlement. So that was like the thematic of the project, and one of the activities was improving OSM Tracker to support that process. Then the urban cycling project, and that's like the way we are finding in the university, because the university is not going to give us money just for the app. So we have to explore other sources. We haven't explored enough. I think that I have like to look for international proposals or something like that, just to code in the app. But it's like part of the next steps. And part of the other of the problems is the equipment, the part of the devices and laptops. And again, we like try to get something from the university, but it's always complicated. So I think that's another thing that we have to look with other partners, some of the big enterprises that are part of OpenStreetMap probably could support us.
Unfortunately, we need to let another speaker speak. So thank you very much, Mr. Raffaello.
Thank you.
Thank you for the wonderful presentation.